You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. On the line, Jim James. And Jim James is best known for fronting the band My Morning Jacket. I mean, in addition, he's been involved in a number of other projects like Monsters of Folk, even hosting a radio show down in Louisville with an old friend called Sir Microcosm. And it was only a matter of time before Jim James put out a full-length of original material. So his first solo record, Regions of Light and Sound of God, is out. Jim James will be at First Avenue Sunday. That's Sunday, April 21st. And again, he's on the line. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good to hear. So congratulations on the record, Regions of Light and Sound of God. We've been enjoying it here on The Current.
Thanks.
Let's talk about the record. First of all, when did you decide to just, you know, step away from My Morning Jacket just a little bit to concentrate on a solo record?
Well, I've always recorded a lot at home by myself, and those recordings have most of the time just been demos that have ended up turning into My Morning Jacket records. But I've always loved, ever since I was in eighth grade or something, when I got my first tape recorder, GM box that you could record on, I'd do that. And then I got a four-track cassette recorder and kind of have kept moving up over the years with different equipment. Something I always loved is recording just in a very solitary way. It's a very, I don't know, I guess meditative practice that I like to do. And so I've always done that. And I guess around the time we made Evil Urges, we were working with a producer named Joe Ciccarelli, who gave me a great piece of advice, and he said to not make any more demos, because sometimes you can put too much emotion and magic into a demo that can be hard to get back when you're trying to make the quote-unquote real record.
Right, to recreate what you've already created.
Yeah, and that really struck me, and I thought that was some great advice. So I have been fortunate enough to acquire some gear and stuff that I really love recording with. So I kind of just started with this mission of not making any more demos and just kind of recording right off the bat. So I just, again, like, was fortunate enough to have quite a few songs pop into my head. And for whatever reason, just these songs kind of wanted to be songs that I just worked on by myself and kind of started building. And then a lot of other songs popped in my head at that time that ended up being the Circuital album that we made for the jacket. Songs come with some kind of weird code on them or something that just tells me where they want to go.
Everybody wishes it was that easy, I suppose. Jim, where do you feel like the inspiration came from for this album?
Well, the initial inspiration from it came from reading this book called God's Man. It's a wordless novel, a graphic novel by Lynn Ward. It came out in 1929. And I was given this book as a gift and just had this crazy deja vu experience when I saw it. And kind of started dreaming with my friend about trying to make the book into a film. And so I just started scoring the book, and the book really touched me so deeply. And all this music kind of just started pouring out of me that was started as score for the book. And gradually, as I worked on it, lyrics came too, just as I thought about life and went through my own experiences. But the book and kind of being inspired by its art was really the kind of the starting point for this record.
Because that's what it is, really. I mean, it's a graphic novel. You're sort of looking at the story. You're more of looking at the story, and
yeah,
you know, it's like you come up with the words in your mind. You have to have some imagination when you're looking at a book with no words.
Yeah, it's a very cinematic experience, because it's not even like a comic book or anything, because comic books oftentimes, I mean, there's wordless comic books or whatever, but it's very different experience that I've ever had, because it's all in very stark black and white woodcuts, and it's just a very, very moving, very cinematic experience that was unlike any other reading experience I'd ever had.
Where did the name for the record come from, Regions of Light and Sound of God?
It came from my friend Tucker Martine, who did the last My Morning Jacket record with us. He and I were riding to the studio one day when we were finishing Circuital, and he misread the sign as we were driving, and he said, "Regions of Light and Sound of God, that's beautiful. What a beautiful thing to put on a sign." You know, we laughed about it, and we were like, why would anybody make a sign that said that? And I just remembered him saying that, and I wrote it down, and it became just this thing that just kind of attached itself to these songs, and I just loved it. I love, like, the way it sounds. It's just, like, got a certain weird kind of hypnotic power to the way it sounds. I like to hear it, and I like to say it.
You performed A New Life on Jimmy Fallon backed up by the Roots. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
You know, even though it was a little while back, I thought it was such a cool performance. Not only were you backed up by the Roots, but it just seemed like, you know, when you make music, it seems like it starts small and then it really builds into this really full sound. And I felt like there was, you know, a visual element with just how many musicians kept joining in the performance. Do you want to talk about putting that performance together for Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, that was a really incredible thing. I got to give Quest credit for that. It was funny because we were kind of trying to have this back and forth email dialogue, and he can be a very hard guy to get a hold of because he's so busy. I was trying to get a hold of him, and I was like, "Hey, what do you want me to bring?" Because the song like has a sample in it and some other ingredients. I was like, "What do you want me to bring? Do I need to bring like my computer, and what do I need to bring, a keyboard?" And like, I wasn't hearing anything back from him. And then like a day before we were supposed to do it, he finally wrote me back and he's like, "Don't worry about it. We got it covered." And I was like, "So I'm going to trust in you."
Oh, of course.
And then I got there and he's like, "Yeah, man, I just wanted to bring it all to life and take some of the elements and just bring them to life. Like take the loop and turn it into kick drums, you know, have strings come and replicate the strings that were on the record and vibraphone." He just wanted to bring the record that we made to live there. Right? And then the stage director, who I'm blanking on his name right now, but he had the idea to put me on a little cart and kind of push me back and pull me forward and kind of do the whole unveiling of each person one at a time. So yeah, those guys, it was so fun, you know, just to jump into their world, because they really, that whole team there, Jimmy Fallon, they're just so amazing and so pro. And they're also very open-minded, which is something you don't find at TV a lot.
Yeah, with a lot of scripted television.
Yeah, TV can be super stressful, and everybody takes it super seriously, which they should. But at Fallon, they've all got a lot of room for creativity, and they're into doing strange things and strange collaborations. And the Roots, you know, as everybody knows, are just such an amazing band that they're able to adapt to anything, like, instantly. You know, so it's like we just did it all that day and ran through it four or five times at Soundtrack, and you know, everybody had it, and it turned out so cool.
It's really cool. We'll put a link to it at thecurrent.org. You can check it out. And we're on the phone with Jim James. Let's talk some more. Let's take a little break to listen to that song, A New Life, from the new record, Regions of Light and Sound of God. And Jim, let's talk about the tour after the song. You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current, A New Life from Jim James. The new record is Regions of Light and Sound of God. Jim James, this Sunday at First Avenue in Minneapolis. And Jim, obviously you're on tour. So let's talk about the tour. Are you excited to be out on the road? Who's on the road with you?
Man, it's been such an exciting time. It's been a really great new chapter, and it's got a great band, and we've just been having so much fun bringing these songs to life, and we just have a real good family vibe going on, and everybody's really enjoying each other, and the vibe is fantastic.
Now, if I understand correctly, when you made the record Regions of Light and Sound of God, I mean, this was really a Jim James production. Now, you made the record on your own. Did anybody else play on the record with you?
Yeah, Dave Given, who's playing drums in the band, played drums on most of the record. And we had some live string players play strings. But other than that, I did everything else on the record. Pretty solitary experience, but in a kind of cool way, because I just love kind of sitting by myself in the studio and playing different things and figuring different things out. So it was cool for it to be kind of a solitary experience, which is now being shared with these fantastic people in the band, and they're really bringing it to life and adding their own personalities and flavors to it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. I mean, when you create something on your own, and then when you bring it on the road, you're, you know, sharing it with other people, and you make it kind of a shared experience to present to the audience. Is it hard to take the material that you know back and forth and to incorporate a band into that?
No, it's really cool. To me, it's a really joyous experience, because you get to kind of see what you were thinking, like reinterpreted through somebody else's mind. And I try to, with bands and stuff like that, if there's certain things that I need accomplished because I want the song to come off how I want it to come off, how it was built, but we also leave a lot of room for interpretation and improv and stuff like that, so that, you know, it's not just some robotic task that I'm forcing someone to play everything the way I want it. We try to leave a lot of room for spaces for people to let their own mind wander and their own creativity come out and stuff. So it's a really, really fun process.
Jim, before we let you go, can I ask you, what's the most vivid dream you've had that you can recall lately?
Man, well, I have a lot of dreams. The weirdest dream, it's kind of dark, but it's the only one that's popping in my mind right now.
Hit me.
I had a dream that I was a police officer dressed in riot gear, and I was with this other woman police officer who was also dressed in riot gear, and she was explaining to me why we wore riot gear, because we were getting ready to go into some kind of, you know, riot situation. And she was explaining like why we had this full body armor on, and she's like, you know, you wear all this armor so you have less of a chance of getting hit, you know, by a bullet when you're in battle, and the only way somebody could really shoot you and kill you is if they stuck a gun in between the vest and your shoulder like this. And she put the gun in and started shooting me.
Jeez.
And I felt all my life force draining, and I was like, it was very real. It was incredibly lucid, you know, very real dream. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. It's over. You know, I'm dying. I was like, why are you shooting me? What's going on? And then I woke up.
Oh man. I mean, when you wake up from a dream like that, do you just lay there for a minute or an hour?
Oh, yeah.
And say, what does this mean?
Well, I think everybody knows that feeling when you have a really real dream and you wake up and you're just so glad that it was a dream. You know what I mean? You wake up and you're like, oh my God, thank God that was a dream.
Thank God that didn't go on any longer. Okay, maybe a dark dream, but thank you for the honest answer. And now we will sit and analyze you as we let you go. Jim James, Sunday at First Avenue. The new record is Regions of Light and Sound of God. And let's go out with another song. We really love the first track of the record here at The Current. We've kind of come to that consensus. State of the Art, A-E-I-O-U. Can you help me set up this song to go out? Can you tell me a little something about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in there, I guess, but in a nutshell, it's just kind of a meditation on technology and life, and just trying to build a life for oneself in the wake of this massive technology, just trying to make sure and build a life that is filled with love and family and friends and an understanding of the earth that will all still be there, even if the power all goes out. You know, all this technology we've come to depend on so much, you know, could easily all go away tomorrow. You know, it's weird to look at all these computers and smartphones and realize that if we don't figure it out, if we don't have a better way to figure out clean energy or smart energy, you know, and we use it all up, all these things are just useless pieces of plastic and metal that really don't amount to much.
State-of-the-art A-E-I-O-U. Again, Jim James, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to 89.3 The Current.
State of the art.